Laura Ingraham here. I'll see you this morning at 9 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes to 8 o'clock. And the State Senate Majority Leader, Rodney Tom, joins me here. KVI, how you doing, Rodney?
Always good to be on your show, John.
I appreciate you making the time. All right, well, you guys went through the regular session. No surprise that you didn't get out on time because you've got a governor who wants to raise taxes. You've got a House that wants to raise taxes by about $1 billion. And you've got a state Senate under your leadership that says, no, we can balance the budget without raising taxes. In fact, we need to balance the budget without raising taxes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, in the old song in Olympia is, you know, you need additional new taxes for the kids. And we've shown that we put $1 billion into the McCleary case. No new revenue. People have to understand we have $2 billion more in additional revenue this biennium than next biennium. But if you listen to those in Olympia, you'd think that our revenue's down. That's simply not true.
Well, let me clarify because I think you just said we have $2 billion more this biennium than next biennium. I think you meant the last.
Correct.
Okay.
And next biennium, we have $2.7 billion more. Projected, and they're already talking about what revenue we're going to raise next time. It's never enough.
So you've got about a 6.5% increase in revenue for the next 2 years, and the governor and the House Democrats are saying, nope, not enough. We need another $900 million.
Right. Yeah, they're actually at about $1.1 billion.
They're up to $1.1 now. Okay.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, they have $1.1 billion in new taxes, and their budget still doesn't balance. They had spent $184 million more because they thought they were going to get that much more in additional. And then on our rainy day fund, which takes a 60% vote, you know, they transfer $308 million out of that. So, I mean, they got a lot of numbers in there that, we're saying, you know, get your budget real and then we'll talk.
By the way, we tried to get the chairman of the Democratic Party, Dwight Pelz, himself a former state senator, to join us because he sent out an anti-Rodney Tom press release. I think the person who irritates Dwight Pelz more than any other is someone in his own party. That would be you, Rodney.
Well, you know, I think it's important for Democrats to be fiscally responsible. And, you know, we have shown that we can do this and, you know, make education a true priority. And that's really the differences in the budgets. We increased education spending about 11% over last biennia, but it's the general government where, you know, we only increased it, I think, at 1.7%. The funny thing on the House is, you know, the other day they voted $900 million in new taxes, and that is the difference between the House and the Senate budget in non-educational spending. So every time they say, oh, we got to do this for the kids, we got to do this for education, it's simply not true.
So almost all of their increase goes for non-education spending items.
Correct. And so, but, you know, listen to the song there. You know, we got to do this for the kids. This is not about the kids. The Senate took care of education.
By the way, let me clarify something. The majority coalition is 23 Republicans and 2 Democrats, yourself and Tim Sheldon. But if I'm not mistaken, the Senate budget actually had the votes of all 23 Republicans and 9 Democrats, correct?
Correct. So, well, actually, we had 21 because Mike Carroll is absent, and then we had one member voted no on it. So we had 21 Republicans and 9 Democrats. So,
okay.
You know, that's almost, you know, one-third, two-thirds. I would love to see the House, and that's what people are looking for. They're not looking for a single-party budget. because we know what happens with that. It's out of balance and it's out of touch. And that's why in the Senate, you know, we're saying, hey, we have a bipartisan budget that lives up to what the voters, you know, wanted us to do.
So this really gets down to, we're either going to have a budget that raises taxes and doesn't balance, or we're going to have one that doesn't raise taxes and does balance.
Correct. And the other thing we're trying to do in the Senate, knowing that, you know, we're trying to move Washington forward jobs-wise. And from the very beginning, our coalition has talked about jobs, education, and the budget. And we have solid reforms, you know, in all three of those areas, you know, that we also, you know, in this special session want to couple with, you know, our budget that makes sense.
Let me ask you about a couple of other issues not related to the budget.
Uh-huh.
There was a bill that would grade schools, give schools an A, B, C, or D grade so people would have an idea of how their school stacks up. The governor had originally said he thought that was a good idea, and then he moved away from that. What's the status of that?
That's one of the reforms that, you know, we're looking for. We have the school grading. We have the third grade reading bill, and we also have the bill that puts the principal in charge of the school, which, you know, is far from a novel concept. But yeah, on the school grading, when Governor Inslee was campaigning, he was all for it. And, you know, we grade schools today, but we give them these names that nobody understands what exemplary or good or, you know, what do those mean? All of us understand what an A, B, C, or D is. And so just to give it a little clarity, I have no clue why, other than they're scared, why we're not going down that road.
And then the other bill that mattered, well, there were three education bills that mattered to me, and you just mentioned them in passing. The second one was, if a third grader can't read at a first grade level, then he doesn't go on to fourth grade. And you were having trouble getting that bill.
Yeah, and we tightened that up, you know, with the House, you know, on in trying to make that, you know, more fair, give some options. But it's if you look at graduation rates, if kids are not reading, you know, they're four times more likely not to graduate. And if we're spending all of this money focused on graduation rates and improving them, you know, let's look at some of the core elements like third grade reading, where, you know, we can spend a couple dollars there, or you have to spend a ton of money when these kids get into the, you know, 10th or 11th grade. Or what we're doing now is we're sending them on to our colleges where,
yeah,
over 50% need remediation.
Yeah, I was going to say, look what it costs. Look how much more. Yeah.
It's crazy. So, you know, what we're trying to do is spend money smart by, you know, let's address the issues early where they're a lot more affordable and get these kids into a positive cycle where, you know, then they really can learn. Because that's, reading is so fundamental. And a lot of times, you know, it's often said in, you know, kindergarten to three, you know, you're learning to read. And then in four beyond, you know, you're reading to learn. And that's why that is such a critical, pivotal point.
Right.
That's in your education.
Because once you reach that point, if you can't read, then it's just social promotion and misery, you know, the rest of the way. Let me ask this. Do you see any of these issues becoming initiatives if we don't see laws passed?
Well, we're fully committed on the Senate side to making sure that before we leave town, you know, we have put $1 billion into McCleary. We put $1.5 billion in new money in through our K-12 system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, money alone will not get you there. And that's why we're so committed to these reforms, because without the reforms, all you're doing is throwing money at the wall. And we want a fundamental difference in Washington when it comes to our education system. We need fundamental changes.
Okay, my guest is Rodney Thomas, Senate Majority Leader. Rodney, last question, transportation. Transportation budget is separate from the general fund, which you guys are down there debating right now. It is funded mostly with gasoline tax and transportation tax revenues. There is a call for an increase in the gas tax and to toll I-90. Where are you guys on that?
They're Senator King, Senator Ide. They're working with Representative Cliborn. They're going through, you know, from the Senate standpoint, there was a lot of consternation with the Columbia River crossing. And so we have said from the Senate standpoint, if we're going to have a transportation package, the Columbia River crossing needs to be out of it. But again, just like on education, we've seen reforms before funding. There's a lot of fundamental reforms that we need in our transportation department in order for people to see value in whatever package we do bring out, if we do bring out one.
Are you guys going to give ground on the fundamental issue of raising taxes to reach an agreement when a special session takes place later this month?
No, I mean, I think we have a great budget that had bipartisan support, and I think that's what the people are looking for. So that's why, you know, we've told our members, you know, hunker down. We've been hit a lot as far as, you know, the status quo and those interests in Olympia that know nothing but spend. When we started this, we knew it was going to be a long, drawn-out process, and we're willing to, you know, stick to our guns because it's the right way to move Washington forward, and it's certainly what the voters of the state want.
My guest, State Senate Majority Leader Rodney Thom, here on Talk Radio 570 KVI.